Well, the stakes are pretty high. The World Health Organization estimates that 10 million people a year could die by 2050 unless new antibiotics are developed. And there is a Cambridgeshire company which is doing their best to help. They really are at the forefront, the cutting edge of development into new drugs which could pave the way for future treatments worldwide. I went along to the Babraham Research Campus and met Dr. Heather Fairhead, who's the chief executive of Phycotherapeutics.
Wow, this is one of our labs.
Yes, this is the molecular lab. So this is where we actually produce the product. So it's really genetic engineering, I suppose, genetic manipulation, and that all happens in this laboratory.
We're talking antibiotic resistance. How serious a problem is it that we're facing now?
I think it is a really serious problem, and perhaps people don't realise that antibiotics have a major impact in all areas of healthcare. Cancer therapy, organ transplants, all of those medical advances that we've made rely on antibiotics and rely on them working. And of course, when they're not working, it can be a really devastating problem, even for the most minor infection.
So what is it that you're aiming for here at FICO? What are you trying to do?
So we're trying to develop new antibiotics for infections which are due to bacteria that are very difficult to treat and can be very serious. So at the moment we're working on an intravenous antibiotic against a bacterium called Pseudomonas aeruginosa, and that causes about 10% of all infections in hospitals and is a really common cause of hospital-acquired pneumonia. It's a bug that is naturally resistant to lots of antibiotics. It's a very tough bug to treat.
And the drugs that you're trying to create, you're aiming for a product which bacteria won't be able to become resistant to. Is that right?
That's exactly right, yes. So we deal with this problem by attacking the DNA, and that's at the heart of every cell, really. It's the instructions, if you like, that tells the cell how to survive, how to replicate and multiply. And what we do is use a protein, actually, that sticks itself to the DNA inside the bacteria. And it changes the shape of the DNA, so it completely distorts it, and that means that it's not active. So the bacteria can't survive, it can't replicate, and they die.
Not many other companies seem to be actually working on new antibiotics. A new antibiotic hasn't come out for what, over a decade?
It is not easy to develop drugs against a bacteria, to develop completely novel approaches. So there are next generation drugs in development of existing antibiotics. But for new things, no, it is very difficult. And it's true that for a group of bacteria called gram-negatives, there hasn't been a completely new class of antibiotics since the 60s. For gram-positives, which includes MRSA, for example, there have been some newer ones in the last 3-5 years, and obviously that's had a massive impact on being able to treat these serious infections, but there's still a long way to go.
And how long have you been working in this area for?
15 years.
And have you brought a drug to market in that time?
No, we haven't. We have been into the clinic in clinical trials, and we are moving through with two different products that we have in development at the moment.
So no quick fixes?
No quick fixes, no, unfortunately.
And do you know how much it's cost you so far to do the development up to that point, for example, for that one drug?
Around £10 million so far.
So not quick and not cheap?
Correct.
That is Dr. Heather Fairhead, who is from Phycotherapeutics. I know that at the end of that piece I said not quick and not cheap, but to be honest, £10 million on creating a new drug, a new antibiotic that could save millions of people's lives, that could keep treatments like chemotherapy, could keep surgery like hip replacements possible. Maybe it's not really a lot of money, and maybe more funding does need to be given to these companies who are trying to create an answer to antibiotic resistance.